Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says some jazz fans think of Boston only as a place where young musicians go to study, at Berklee College or the New England Conservatory, for example. But there are enough seasoned players around to keep the scene hopping. Many of these players record together in various large and small combinations, and sometimes they match up on a record with top talent from out of town, such as saxophonist and occasional singer John Chikai.
Jazz musicians are habitual travelers, going where the work is. But even by jazz standards, John Chikai stands out. Born in 1936 to Congolese and Danish parents, he was raised and began playing saxophone in Denmark. In the early 60s, he spent time in New York, where he recorded with John Coltrane, Albert Ayler, and other jazz revolutionaries. Chikai then returned to Denmark, and along with English, German, and Dutch players, helped create a distinctly European style of free music. That made him the only musician to play a key role in 60s upheavals on either side of the Atlantic. Chikai had a singular style to match his experience. He was one of the first musicians to use minimalist ideas in his improvising, grabbing one idea or lick and sticking to it for minutes. He had, and still has, a thin and slippery tone that set him apart from the pack. John Chikai now lives in Northern California, where he teaches at UC Davis, and he's continued to travel the world, from Asia to Africa to the Caribbean, in search of musicians to play with. In truth, they are not always on his level or wavelength, but he meshes very well with four Boston-area players on the CD we've been hearing, Life Overflowing, on the Nada Music label. Chikai co-leads the date with baritone and alto saxophonist Charlie Colhays. Like the rest of the band, he's a generation or so younger than Chikai. The saxophones blend smoothly, the rhythm section is loose and springy, and the tunes the players contribute pull the quintet in various directions. Two players on this CD, keyboardist Dave Bryant and bassist John Turner, and one of the same tunes, are also on Bryant's new CD, The Eternal Hang, on Accurate Records. Dave Bryant plays in Ornette Coleman's loud band Primetime, where his electronics add a high-tech sheen. His own writing showed Ornette's influence even before he joined Primetime, but Bryant's quartet/quintet mostly favors a more open texture than that dense group. The track Kiss Noise almost sounds like Ornette's music played by some kind of whacked-out jazz organ group. That's a new wrinkle. The tenor saxophonist is Boston hero George Garzon. Thank you. Some of the music on Dave Bryant's new album is a bit too ferocious for mass consumption, but taken together with the new John Chikai Charlie Colhay CD, it suggests the range of styles modern jazz musicians can play with taste and conviction. Much as they hop around, these guys never sound like they're dabbling. They play every note like they really mean it.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing, which is now out in paperback. He reviewed Life Overflowing by John Chikai and Charlie Colhay and The Eternal Hang by Dave Bryant. Coming up, a review of a new primetime animation show. This is Fresh Air.